decided back in June that patients use marijuana can be prosecuted under federal law. State lawmakers overrode a veto by the governor. Gay marriage supporters in Massachusetts filed a lawsuit against Attorney General Tom Riley today in an effort to block a proposed ballot issue that would amend the state constitution to outlaw same-sex marriage. The lawsuit was filed by gay and lesbian advocates and defenders, and it challenges a ruling back in September by Attorney General Riley that the repeal effort is legal. That ruling allowed backers of the proposed amendment to start collecting signatures. They got more than 120,000, more than needed to get the measure on the 2008 ballot. Some patients using Medicare's new drug benefit reported difficulties in filling prescriptions. The government and some large pharmacies and nursing homes say the program's off to a pretty good start. The plan estimated the cost of the government $724 billion over the next 10 years will subsidize medicine costs for tens of millions of older Americans and the disabled. One man in Short Hills, New Jersey, though, tried to fill two prescriptions. He was stunned, he said, when the bill came back showing he owed twice what he had been paying, $255 instead of $119. He declined to buy the medicine. Iran is saying it will resume research into nuclear fuel production. A top nuclear official today announced Iran has suffered a lot from its suspension of the research over the past 2.5 years, and they say they can no longer keep its scientists from this type of work. Mohammad Saidi did not say what kind of nuclear activity Iran would be resuming, but he said it'll be in cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran, of course, has come under heavy international pressure to abandon its nuclear program. The U.S. has accused it of secretly aspiring to build nuclear weapons. Iran says, of course, it's only interested in producing electricity, and they say they need to do that. They have to resume their research into nuclear fuel production. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomypc.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Trapped below the earth. May God bless those who are concerned about those trapped below the earth.
Yeah, okay. Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It's about 7 past the hour. If you've been following this building tragedy in West Virginia, one body has been discovered. 12 miners are still missing. It is just, I don't know how to even talk about that horrible situation without going ballistic. You're not supposed to blame victims. You know, West Virginia voters twice voted in favor of George W. Bush because they were led to believe that nonsensical issues like prayer in school and guns and gay rights were more important than taking apart the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. They were told that if the queers were allowed to marry, the republic would collapse and God would get pissed off. In the meantime, the acting director of the mining health, whatever the hell it's called, administration, which is part of the Department of Labor, this guy David Nye, is a freaking lobbyist. He works under Elaine Chao, who's nothing but a shill. She's Mitch McConnell's wife. She has as much experience running Department of Labor as I do. Her function is to dismantle the Department of Labor, including the Mine Safety and Health Administration. This just doesn't stop with these bastards. This is what happens. This is why I call them killers. Aside from their brutal assault on the people of Iraq, they continue to murder American citizens. This this mine, the Sago mine, received 208 safety citations in 2005. And you say, well, Mike, there's proof that the Mine Safety and Health Administration is working. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean a damn thing. 208 citations. Do you know what the fines were on some of those citations? $250. Now, what does the company do? Pay the fine and to hell with the citation. To hell with it. Anchor West Virginia Mining Company owned this mine. It was recently bought by International Coal Group. 16 of the 208 citations in 2005 were for violations that the mine operators knew about but did not repair before inspectors noted them, sent them a citation. You know, we talk about people in this country voting against their own best interests. I just, this is one of the reasons I so thoroughly hate Republicans, just from the bottom of my soul, hate these bastards. Because rather than address real issues that would further this republic, that would advance the working class, that would help people work their way out of poverty, that would make sure that when we go to work, we're at least reasonably safe. Now, every time somebody brings this up, these cockamamie Republicans, oh, well, you want a nanny state. No, I don't want a nanny state, you halfwit. I just want a level playing field. I want rules and regulations, because without rules and regulations, predatory capitalism will kill all of us. So here we sit again tonight with another mining tragedy. And I don't want to be the one to say it, but you know the truth. All 13 of these men are dead, and you know it as well as I know it. The carbon monoxide levels in that mine We're what were they, 3,000 times above the limit that a human being can tolerate? And what did Bush say? What did this half-witted moron say? Where is that, Kathy? Do you have this is when he was he had his little cabinet photo op this morning with the Nazis sitting next to him. And before outlining his need to protect American citizens by wiretapping their phone conversations, old Chucklenuts had this bit of wisdom about the tragedy of the trapped miners.
Federal government will help the folks in West Virginia any way we can to bring those miners out of that mine, hopefully in good condition.
You lying bastard.
May God bless those who are trapped below the earth. And may God bless those who are concerned about those trapped below the earth.
First brilliant bit of Bush for our 2006 Best of Bush Year in Review, huh? The federal government will help the folks in West Virginia any way we can to bring those miners out of that mine. Well, you lying bastard, the federal government isn't doing anything. They're doing nothing. And it's a result of lax enforcement on the part of your corrupt administration, Mr. Bush, that put those people's lives in a hole and ended them today to begin with. Man. So once again, it's obvious that the people in this country who most desperately need the truth, in this case, mine workers in West Virginia, who should have been presented with the facts in the last election. Okay, this is what the Labor Department should do. These are the standards. These are the enforcement policies. These are the rules and regulations. If you're going to go down into these holes in the earth in one of the most dangerous jobs ever invented by humankind, then the least we can do is provide safety and health standards for you. But no, that's not what they were told. What were they told? If you don't vote for George Bush, the queers are going to get married here in West Virginia. Now, you don't want that, do you? If you don't vote for George Bush, you know what John Kerry's going to do? He's going to come out here in the hollows and the villages and take your guns. That's what he's going to do. He's going to take your guns. He's going to make your children go to school where queers teach. They're going to force Jesus out of the public square. Do you know? Vote for George Bush. Oh, your mining problem? Oh, don't worry about the mining problem. If your husband or your son or your father dies in the mine, pray for him. He'll go to heaven. He'll go to heaven. Evil sons of bitches. It just never stops. It just never stops. It never, ever stops. And we mentioned this last night. I want to mention it again. Welcome to XM Listeners Channel 167. You have the Molloy program live. Yeah, I've got a bit of a cold. It's no big deal. It's from hanging out with an 18-month-old baby who goes to Gymboree and places like that and picks up these viruses. We have all the essential audio for you tonight. It looks like 2006 is going to be the year of the Republican scandal big time. They're all going to go down this time thanks to this psycho Jack Abramoff. Jesus, he's turning out to be the best Christmas president a Democrat could ever hope for. What a thug. Correction from Ted in Portland, Oregon. Mike, on a recent show, you said that Indira Gandhi was assassinated by Hindu nationalists. Although the Hindu nationalists can be accused of many crimes, this is not one of them. She was killed by her Sikh bodyguards who were outraged by her use of force at the Sikhs' holiest place, the Golden Temple. Many historians consider her a Hindu nationalist. Yeah, that was a glaring error on my part. I really feel embarrassed about it because I knew that. I was working at CNN in 1984, the night Indira Gandhi was assassinated, and I was the only writer at CNN. This is back in the bad old days of we were always understaffed. And when the bells and whistles went off, I had to write that story, and I remember getting a Sikh here in Atlanta on the phone So I don't know why I said what I said. My bad, but I thanks Ted from Portland, Oregon for correcting me on that. I certainly knew that because I reported that story 21 years ago for CNN. It's what happens when you start to get old. You'll find out. You'll find out. All right, stick around. We have I've tried desperately today to sort out this Abramoff stuff. I don't know. You're probably going to have to do your own homework on it. But this is a monster. This is a monster. This scandal. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-510-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-510-MEGA. 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 These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-510-MEGA. 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 If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's homebiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Why is everybody so afraid of drugs?
21 past the hour. Oh, man, where to begin? It's all so overwhelming. January 7th, when is that? Kathy, is that Saturday or is that Sunday? What's January 7th? Well, today's the 3rd. It is Saturday. Yeah. All right. There are all sorts of events planned by Democrats.com. You can go to afterdowningstreet.org. There are seven out of Iraq events planned in over 70 cities. Now, all these events will focus on ending of the war. Many of them will also address Congressman John Conyers' resolution to censure Bush and Cheney and create a select committee to investigate and make recommendations on impeachment. So just go to afterdowningstreet.org/event, and you'll see all these, my God, 70 cities and towns around the country. Please do this, okay? Afterdowningstreet.org. Go to their website, /event. Afterdowningstreet.org/event. And check all this out. There's just all sorts of plans afoot here. I don't know where I got this from, but let me just share it with you. The revelation that the National Security Agency was allowed to conduct illegal intercepts of American citizens should bring last summer's hearing on John Bolton's nomination to the United Nations back into focus. As Legal Times noted in September of this year, quote, during the confirmation hearings of John Bolton as U.S. representative to the United Nations, it came to light that the NSA had freely revealed intercepted conversations of U.S. citizens to Bolton while he served at the State Department. More generally, Newsweek magazine reports that from January 2004 to May 2005, the National Security Agency supplied intercepts in names of 10,000 U.S. citizens to policymakers at many departments in the Bush administration and other U.S. intelligence services and law enforcement agencies. Jesus Christ, can you believe this? I mean, this is just, it is massive. What this Bush crime family is about. Do you get this yet, Truth Seeker? Do you get this? Do you understand what's going on? Do you care? I know you care. Thousands and thousands and thousands of intercepts of private conversations of American citizens. Nothing to do with terrorism. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And John Bolton, this out of control freak who now represents the United States at the UN, giving information to him for what? Huh? For what? Jesus God. This Abramoff thing is just unbelievable. Now, this is going to be massive. The right-wingers are going to try to make this an equal opportunity scandal, Democrats and Republicans. You can believe it if you want, but it's not true. Media Matters noted when the New York Times and Kornblut pimped this crap on Hardball. Here's what it says. Appearing on the December 16th edition of MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews, Kornblut falsely claimed that Abramoff had given contributions to Democrats. A Media Matters for America search of the Center for Responsive Politics database of campaign contributions did not find any contributions from Abramoff to Democrats or Democratic leadership political action committees. Although Kornblut amended her statement to claim that Abramoff, quote, had his clients donate to Democrats, end quote, her comment falsely suggests that Republicans and Democrats are equally enmeshed in the scandal surrounding Abramoff. In fact, while Democrats have received contributions from Abramoff's lobbying groups and his clients, Kornblut's statement ignores the difference between accepting contributions from groups linked to Abramoff, which is legal and proper, and taking contributions in exchange for official actions, which is illegal, and which is at the heart of the ongoing investigation. Now, responsible publications like Bloomberg, for Christ's sake, is reporting this. So when they start to fill your head with the nonsense that it's an equal opportunity scandal, please don't believe it.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them, and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Orrick XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use. so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
26 before the hour. This is from Bloomberg, the business publication. It says the National Republican Senatorial Committee has set up a webpage dubbed Glass Houses. What's the matter, you little freaks? You worried? Featuring pictures of Democratic senators and a tally of funds they took from Abramoff or his associates. In the last week, two Democrats have said they're returning donations from Indian tribes represented by Abramoff and from his associates. These were contributions from the tribal victims of Abramoff, not direct bribes. Direct bribes are what the Republicans took, especially Bob Ney of Ohio and Tom DeLay of Texas. Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota, the top Democrat on a committee investigating the lobbyists, gave back $67,000. Senator Max Baucus of Montana is returning $18,893. Between 2001 and 2004, Abramoff joined with his former partner, Michael Scanlon, and tribal clients to give money to a third of the members of Congress, including former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, according to records of the Federal Election Commission and IRS. At least 171 lawmakers got $1.4 million in campaign donations from this group. Republicans took in most of the money, with 110 lawmakers getting $942,275, or 66% of the total. Of the top 10 political donors among Indian tribes in that period, three are former clients of Abramoff and Scanlon. This one, that one, and that one. All three gave most of their donations to Republicans by margins of 30 percentage points or more, while the rest favored Democrats. Now, this requires, that's the end of the quote, this requires the ability, and don't expect Republicans or neocons or conservatives or right-wingers to do this. They are going to listen to this pig bastard, Rush Limbaugh, and the piglet bastard, Sean Hannity, say, well, see, it's equal opportunity. Look what these Democrats did. And they're not going to make the distinction for their brain-dead, knuckle-dragging listeners. It is not a crime to take a donation from an Indian tribe. If that Indian tribe has been conned by Jack Abramoff into giving money to Jack Abramoff, which he then uses to pay off Republicans, that is a crime. Being an unwitting victim of Abramoff's crimes isn't illegal. Lobbying and donations aren't illegal. Money laundering and buying congressional votes is illegal. Now, these tribes, these Native American tribes, massive, to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars, this evil son of a bitch, Abramoff, what a vile, despicable thug. The tribes who were being just absolutely raped by these two may have lobbied and donated to the Democrats, but they did not. There's no Democrats were involved in the money laundering, and their votes weren't bought with lobbying money as they were with these filthy, filthy Republicans. Do you know how close we are to having the entire system collapse, Truth Seeker? Do you know how close we are to having the entire system of self-government collapse? Now, there is an apparatus just rubbing its hands, licking its lips, and gleefully waiting in the shadows, and that's corporate America. Those sons of bitches want it to collapse. They want pigs like DeLay and Bob Ney and George Bush and Dick Cheney to bring it all down. Bring it down, boys! So they can step into the breach. This is just an outrage. I don't know. I'm running out of rage. I swear to Christ, Kathy, it's time to get out of talk radio. I am so close. And don't send me emails. And you know, I'm just about had a belly full of this. You know what I'm saying? I'm sick of fighting and struggling. I'm tired of it. Aren't you? Aren't you tired of it, Truth Seeker? Huh? Don't you just want to say to hell with it? It's massive. This is when you consider what these Republican pigs have done in the past 11 years, since 1994. When this filthy Newt Gingrich and the rest of these people took control because they pumped the American electorate full of lies and deceptions and fear and outrage. It's just astonishing, just astonishing. I swear to God, this is a fool's game to continue to struggle against this. I'm beginning to believe. Who is it? Who do Democrats, who do normal Americans have to look toward now to turn this around? I mean, these pigs have taken control of the entire government. Where do we go? You know, this plea agreement today with Abramoff that everybody is real. Oh boy, you know, now the corruption is going to be exposed. You know, this was negotiated by Gonzalez's Justice Department. Now, does that mean anything? Gonzalez is a criminal. Alberto Gonzalez is a torture maniac. He is a lying criminal. He committed perjury when he was under oath in his confirmation hearings. He is just as much of a lying killer as Bush or Cheney. His Justice Department brought not the indictments, but the plea agreement. So what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Huh? Now I know everybody is really, got their bloomers in the water. Oh boy, this is going to bring down the Republican Party. You think so? I hope so. But there is going to be a massive. It's already started. The chief pig himself, George Bush, said it the other day. Well, I understand he's an equal opportunity money giver, or whatever kind of garbled nonsense this freak spit out the other day. You remember? It is not an equal opportunity situation. Jack Abramoff handed out millions of dollars, bribes, payoffs, like he was handing out tips at a restaurant. Oh, man. This was posted by Katrina, a Democratic Underground. Katrina said, if you have actual names of Democrats who have been indicted, charged, or have already been entered guilty pleas, I'll add them to my list happily. Or if you even have names of Democrats who are officially under investigation, I'll add them to the list also. But so far, all I've seen is the media spin that both Democrats and Republicans are involved. Here's some actual facts. Republican White House official Safavian arrested and charged in the Abramoff investigation. Republican Adam Kidden entered a guilty plea in the Abramoff investigation. Republican Scanlon entered a guilty plea in the Abramoff scandal. Republican lobbyist Abramoff entered a guilty plea in the scandal surrounding his lobbying activities. Officially named as under investigation, Republican Representative Bob Ney, Republican Representative Tom DeLay, others being looked at as a result of evidence of their association with Abramoff's crimes, Republican Grover Norquist, Republican Ralph Reed, Republican Senator Cornyn, Republican Representative Burns, Republican Representative Doolittle, already convicted through guilty pleas in other crimes, Republican Duke Cunningham, who is now also suspected of having ties to Abramoff's crimes, Republican either convicted or under indictment in other crimes not yet associated with Abramoff, although who knows, three Republican governors, including Governor Ryan, whose administration has generated at least 30 indictments, that would be Illinois, at least one of these three is currently serving time. Republican Governor Taft of Ohio was indicted, paid a fine, still in office. Republican Operative No of Ohio, also under indictment for various crimes. In the Valerie Plame affair so far, Republican White House official Scooter Libby, five indictments, including obstruction of justice. Then there's the Pentagon spy case. Republican Larry Franklin entered a guilty plea, passing along sensitive information to others. Republican Pentagon employee Weissman charged with passing sensitive information. Republican Pentagon employee Rubin charged with passing. Republican Douglas Spieth, member of the Bush administration, is now under investigation. Republican Richard Pearl is also under investigation by the Canadian, by Patrick Fitzgerald. It goes on and on, doesn't it? This is a Republican culture of corruption. If you didn't know it was going to happen back in 1994, when this lying little rat bastard out of Georgia started his contract on America, then you were asleep. Bush said Abramoff was an equal money dispenser, like some kind of little plastic candy toy. You click on his head, and a little wad of dirty money pops out of his mouth. It's incredible. I don't know if we're going to survive this one, True Seeker.
I'm sorry. I'm a desperate man. And lawyers, guns, and money.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-510-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-510-MEGA. 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 These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-510-MEGA. 866-510-MEGA. 866-510-MEGA.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
I was holding on to my granddad's hand. He was...
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
He said, don't make a promise you won't keep.
Don't betray the earth beneath your feet. And we walked on.
After DowningStreet.org has published something written here by Greg Mitchell, who's the editor and publisher at that website, about the newspapers in the summer of 1998 clamoring for Clinton to quit. For example, because Clinton lied about having some oral sex with his girlfriend. The Philadelphia Inquirer declared he should resign because his repeated reckless deceits have dishonored his presidency beyond repair. Incredible. Now, what follows is thanks to Greg Mitchell, over editor or editor and publisher of DowningStreet.org. Or I'm sorry, Greg Mitchell is with editor and publisher. Damn, come on, Mike, get it right. What follows here is a list of the newspapers who said Clinton should resign and get out of town because he lied about his oral sex relationship with Monica Lewinsky. Okay? The LA Times pointed out the picture of Clinton that now emerges is that of a middle-aged man with a pathetic inability to control his sexual fancies. The New York Times said no citizen could have grasped the completeness of President Clinton's mendacity or the magnitude of his recklessness. Now, remember what they're talking about. They're talking about Monica Lewinsky doing some oral sex for Bill Clinton and Clinton lying about it. The newspapers, USA Today, in Alabama, the Mobile Register and the Montgomery Advertiser, in Arizona, the Tucson Citizen, in California, the San Jose Mercury News, Orange County Register, the North San Diego County Times, and in Stockton, California, the Record, in Colorado, the Denver Post, in Connecticut, the Day of New London, the Norwich Bulletin, in D.C., the Washington Times, in Florida, Orlando Sentinel, Tampa Tribune, Georgia, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Augusta Chronicle, Illinois, Chicago Tribune, Indiana, the Indianapolis Star, the Chronicle Tribune of Marion, South Bend Tribune, the Times of Northwest Indiana, in Iowa, the Des Moines Register, in Kansas, the Topeka Capital Journal, in Louisiana, the Times-Picayune of New Orleans, and the News Star of Monroe, in Michigan, the Grand Rapids Press and the Detroit Free Press, in Minnesota, the Post Bulletin of Rochester, in Mississippi, the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal in Tupelo, in Missouri, the Jefferson City News Tribune, in Nebraska, Lincoln Journal Star, in Nevada, Reno Gazette Journal, in New Jersey, the Trentonian, New Mexico, the Albuquerque Journal, Santa Fe, New Mexican, in New York, Sunday Freeman of Kingston, New York, and the Utica Observer Dispatch, North Carolina, the Herald Sun of Durham, Winston-Salem Journal, in Ohio, the Repository, in Canton, Ohio, the Cincinnati Inquirer, the Cincinnati Post, Oklahoma, the Daily Oklahoman, and the Tulsa World, in Oregon, Statesman Journal, in Salem, in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia Inquirer, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, in South Carolina, the State, in Columbia, South Carolina, in South Dakota, the Argus Leader, in Sioux Falls, in Texas, San Antonio Express News, and the El Paso Times, in Utah, the Standard Examiner, in Ogden, the Spectrum, in St. George, Salt Lake Tribune, in Salt Lake City, and the Deseret News, in Salt Lake City, in Virginia, the Daily Press of Newport News, in Washington, the Seattle Times, in Wisconsin, the Post Crescent in Appleton, and the Journal Times in Racine. Now, those were newspapers who editorially demanded Bill Clinton resign. Because he lied about what he and his girlfriend did. At the time, Clinton had an approval rating over 60%. Bush sits there with right around 38%. It's incredible, isn't it? How many newspapers around the country are demanding that this liar, this lawbreaker, this perverter of the Constitution, this felon, George W. Bush, get out of town? How many newspapers are demanding his resignation, demanding his impeachment? How many? Huh? 1? 7? None? 32? How many? And now this Abramoff scandal. Scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. Corruption. We're not talking about, you know, 10-cent deals here. We're talking about millions of dollars, tens of thousands of lives, wars, corruption on a level unprecedented in the history of this republic, and that's saying something, and all of it committed by this Republican Party, this Bush crime family, these neoconservatives, these people who feel they are above the law because they are in control of all three branches of government. Now, how much more of this are normal Americans going to accept? I've asked that how many times in the past 2 years? A thousand, 10,000, a million? I'm sick of asking it. I know you're sick of hearing it. And I realize it's getting to the point where these crimes against the Republic are so enormous, it's almost impossible for people like you and me to comprehend what's going on here. Well, thugs like Abramoff and DeLay and Bob Ney and Dennis Hastert and the rest of these bastards are corrupting the political system. George W. Bush and his crime family are corrupting the foundation of the Republic. It's just an assault on everything, isn't it? Man. All right, we'll take a break here, obviously, and we'll come back. And I want you to hear some sound from today from President Chucklenuts and this half-witted bastard who speaks for him, Scott McClellan. And you tell me if you think we're not in fairly deep doo-doo, huh? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The prosecutor in the Texas money laundering case against Congressman Tom DeLay issued subpoenas today looking for links between lobbyist Jack Abramoff and fundraising by DeLay. District Attorney Ronnie Earle issued the subpoenas in Austin at the same time Abramoff was pleading guilty in Washington to federal charges of conspiracy, tax evasion, and mail fraud. Abramoff's plea came in a wide-ranging corruption investigation believed to be focusing on as many as 20 members of Congress and congressional aides, including DeLay and one of his former aides. DeLay facing the money laundering charges, which stem from corporate contributions to a fundraising committee DeLay formed for state legislative elections in Texas in 2002. Congressional intelligence committees had at least a hint back in October 2001 that the National Security Agency was expanding its surveillance activities after 9/11. That's according to a letter released today by House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. She had raised questions back then to General Michael Hayden, then the NSA director, about the legal authority to conduct the eavesdropping work. In the letter, Pelosi said she was told in a briefing that the agency had been, quote, operating since the September 11th attacks with an expansive view to the conduct of electronic surveillance. George Bush has admitted he authorized the NSA to eavesdrop without warrants on international calls and emails of Americans and others inside the U.S. with suspected ties to Al-Qaeda. Other reports say the operation was actually much bigger than Bush seems to indicate. There were roughly, they say, 500 people monitored per day, potentially thousands over several years. More of a $765 million counterterror program will go to cities at greater risk, according to the Homeland Security Department. The mayor of New York City and others say too much has been sent to communities unlikely to face major terror threats. New York got $207 million from the program last year. Homeland Security officials say they will not announce how much each qualifying metropolitan area will get until June. A multi-billion dollar contract to supply fueling tankers for the U.S. Air Force up for grabs again, but it's now missing a Buy America provision. Congress has approved the defense bill allowing open competition for the contract, which was lost by Boeing in 2004 because of an ethics scandal. The Buy America language had been inserted by House Armed Services Chairman Duncan Hunter, but he agreed to remove the provision last month at the request of Senate leaders. George Bush began the new year much as he ended the old, pushing for permanent renewal of the Patriot Act. A temporary extension runs out in a month so. Bush gathered a dozen federal prosecutors for a White House meeting today. He told reporters the Patriot Act gives those prosecutors vital tools for stopping terrorist plots. This is Air America Radio News.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
U.S. District Court here in Washington, D.C., former lobbyist Jack Abramoff pled guilty to three separate felony offenses.
Welcome back. Seven past hour. That was the voice of Alice Fisher, who is the head of the Justice Department's criminal division. Now, what do you know about Fisher? Well, first of all, she was a recess appointment by George W. Bush. While no one was looking, in the middle of the disaster in New Orleans, Bush bypassed the Senate and appointed Alice Fisher as chief of the criminal division of the Department of Justice. Now, according to TalkLeft.com, Senator Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan, had blocked the nomination because he wanted to talk to an agent who named Fisher in an email about allegedly abusive interrogations at the U.S. military prison camp in Guantanamo. By getting a recess appointment, Fisher is in there for another year, till January of 2007. Now, from the White Collar Crime Professional blog, Alice Fisher, a partner at Latham & Watkins, former Deputy Associate Attorney General to Michael Chertoff, when he led the criminal division, will be nominated as new head of the division. Chertoff is now Secretary of Homeland Security. Fisher has been working for him since 1996. Ms. Fisher served as Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the criminal division, U.S. Department of Justice, from July 2001. Now pay attention to these dates. July 2001. Until 2003, while at the Department of Justice, Ms. Fisher was responsible for managing both the counterterrorism section and the fraud section. Specifically, Ms. Fisher was responsible for national coordination in the terrorism area, including all matters relating to September 11th investigations and prosecutions, investigation and prosecution of international and domestic terrorist groups and terrorist acts, terrorist financing investigations, USA Patriot Act implementation, and all other terrorism policy issues. She supervised a number of terrorist-related prosecutions and coordinated with the FBI, the Department of Defense, CIA, National Security Council, and the White House on terrorism threat litigation and policy issues. Jesus. Although she has experience at senior management levels and on the defense side in white-collar cases, Fisher has never served in a prosecutor's office, state or federal, dealing with cases on a day-to-day basis. So she's a Chertoff associate. And Bush knew he'd never get her passed through the Senate, so she was a recess appointment. Now, how do you feel about these plea bargains? Huh? What do you think? Alice Fisher says, we're going to follow this wherever it goes. Oh, bull. Stop it. Stop it. Well, you see, this culture of corruption has so, this Republican culture of corruption has so permeated everything. Now, why do you suppose this particular associate attorney general, this Alice Fisher, was appointed just back in September? Why do you suppose? Okay, let's all put on our tinfoil hats. Let's get conspiratorial. Is it because that the investigation of Jack Abramoff that's been going on for quite some time now, which now includes a murder case in Florida, that the investigation was proceeding in a way that was going to lead to some, really big names in the Republican Party. So, oh, Jesus, we better get somebody in the criminal investigation division we can control. You think? Nah, couldn't be. Couldn't be. George appointed Alice Fisher because she was the best person for the job. Right? George Bush made it a recess appointment because, oh, well, you know, the Senate has other things to deal with. Right? Now how do you feel, Truth Seeker? You didn't know that about Alice Fisher, did you? She's a career woman. She's a pioneer woman who can opine. Wait a minute. We've heard that before, haven't we? Fisher declined to identify the officials under scrutiny. She said, "We name people in indictments. We're moving very quickly." So what do you think, Truth Seeker? Do you think that this investigation, in the firm hands of a Bush recess appointee and former Chertoff subordinate, Alice Fisher, as head of the Justice Department's criminal division, do you suppose that the investigations are going to move ahead at full speed against Tom DeLay, Bob Ney, all these Republican corruption, filthy, degenerate destroyers of this republic? What do you think? Huh? What do you suppose the conversations have been like recently between Bush and Ms. Fisher? Huh? What do you suppose is going to happen to Ralph Reed, this little snot that wants to be Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, who is as corrupt as anybody who battered Jesus to death 2,000 years ago? And I bring that up because Ralph Reed presents himself as a Christian conservative. Yeah, okay. So all these prosecutions are going to be handled by Alice Fisher. Huh? You worried? You think? Let's see. Have we got some sound of Alice Fisher? I think we do. Let's play it, and then we'll come back to Simple Scotty a little bit later. Assistant Attorney General Alice Fisher. You got it? Okay. This is at the news conference. Here she is.
Earlier today, in U.S. District Court here in Washington, D.C., former lobbyist Jack Abramoff pled guilty to three separate felony offenses.
She sounds like she's 17.
Mail fraud and tax evasion. Abramoff has agreed to cooperate in the ongoing public corruption probe led by the Department of Justice. In court today, Abramoff admitted to a series of schemes, which fall into three categories, which I'm going to describe. These schemes involved Abramoff's use of his D.C.-based lobbying practice, through which Abramoff corrupted government officials and defrauded his own clients.
Oh, okay. Is that right, Ms. Fisher? All right, here's the second one. On the charges that Abramoff, by his own admission, had a congressman insert statements in the congressional record, had a congressman endorse a wireless telephone contract for the House of Representatives, and had a Congress agree to seek passage of legislation favorable to Abramoff's clients, all with the intent and at times the understanding that the public official would act to benefit Abramoff or his clients, Ms. Fisher had this to say.
Government officials and government action are not for sale. The Justice Department will aggressively investigate and prosecute these types of cases, which have a devastating impact on the public's trust of government. We will not shy away from that responsibility, no matter where the trail leads.
Okay.
I will note that while Abramoff engaged in the business of lobbying, his activities went far beyond lawful lobbying to the illegal practice of paying for official acts.
Really?
Lawful lobbying does not include paying a public official a personal benefit with the understanding, explicit or implicit, that a certain official act will occur. That's not lobbying. That's a crime.
Well, is that right, Ms. Fisher? That's a crime. Okay. Well, you're in charge, ma'am. Go for it. Let's see how many of these rat bastards you can wind up indicting. Huh? That is, if your former boss and your current boss will agree to it. Let's see. Chertoff, Gonzalez, and Bush. Oh, my.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 21 past the hour. Yeah, I know. All of us Democrats are supposed to just be dancing in the streets now. And they got Abramoff. They got him to agree to a plea bargain. Well, let's see. What's he going to serve? Huh? How much time do you think Abramoff is going to serve? He was facing 30 years in prison. Yeah, right. And this Alice Fisher person, comes right out of Chertoff's hip pocket. And Bush slams her in 3 months ago, recess appointment, sticks her in the Criminal Investigation Division of Justice Department, over and above God knows how many career attorneys who have been working in the Justice Department for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, who understand the Criminal Investigation Division a hell of a lot better than, Alice Fisher would. Why do you suppose that happened, huh? Here is a case that is a monster. It is a monster case. 117 Republican members of Congress on the take. Jesus, God! And they assign it to somebody who's never been involved in a criminal trial. Alice Fisher. Now, what do you suppose Ms. Fisher's job is going to be? Now you understand why I said it's just getting to the point of what... What's the point? The Washington Post reports, this is from Dave Sirota's website, the Washington Post reports that the U.S. Family Network, that's one of these organizations involved here with Abramoff, the U.S. Family Network, a public advocacy group that operated in the 1990s with close ties to Tom DeLay, and claimed to be a nationwide grassroots organization, was funded almost entirely by corporations linked to Jack Abramoff. $1 million of this group, U.S. Family Network revenue, came in a single check in 1998 from a now defunct London, England law firm whose former partners would not identify the money's origins. Two former associates of DeLay's former chief of staff, Edwin Buckham, said that Buckham told them the funds came from Russian oil and gas executives. The story revives an earlier racketeering suit the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee brought against DeLay for his involvement in the group and raises questions about whether DeLay broke major federal laws against foreign agents donating money to American political activities. A spokesman for DeLay said it was absurd to believe that DeLay changed his votes based on the huge amounts of cash given to him by Abramoff's clients. Now, that same spokesman for Tom DeLay, Kevin Madden, was recently caught lying to the press about DeLay's money laundering trial. Jesus. It is too big for folks like you and me, Truth Seeker, and no disrespect intended to you. You're probably much smarter than I am and have a mental capacity much greater than mine. But let's assume we're almost on equal footing. This is like trying to really, fully, completely comprehend, oh, I don't know what, theory of relativity. How's that? Or some of the basic concepts of quantum mechanics. How's that? This thing is enormous. And who's in charge of it? Alice Fisher. Hi, I'm Alice Fisher. I've been in the job for 3 months. And guess what? Guess what we did today? La, 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 la. We got Jack Abramoff to plea bargain 3 charges. La, 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 la. And our investigation will stop wherever it goes. Hello. Hi, I'm Alice Fisher. Hi, hello. Okay. Yeah, all right. Why am I being so cynical? Oh, come on, Mike. What, are you being sexist? No, I don't think so. Are you being a smart ass because she's young? I don't think so. Okay, what's the deal here? Well, maybe it's the fact that she was a recess appointment, another one of Bush's infamous recess appointments because he knew he couldn't get confirmation on her through the Senate. Maybe it's because she worked for Michael Chertoff. I don't know how many. Maybe it's because this person was in charge of all terrorism and counterterrorism investigations in the entire United States. Really? Wow. She must be a rising star in the Republican political establishment. You think?
While the children die. Obama wedding boy, you better naughty girl, you put your weapons down. I am the con man, they are the con men. I am a maggot, loot the dupes.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsom Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsom Blue.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them, and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When I created the 8-pound Orrick XL, I created a new category of vacuum. It's hypoallergenic. And why is hypoallergenic so important? Because it offers incredible filtration and traps over 99.99% down to 0.3 microns of that nasty dust that carries germs. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or 30-day home trial. Because cleanliness is next to Orrickness.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
26 before the hour. I want to get to these sound bites, but just one more thing here. Senator Patrick Leahy, when he questioned and put a hold on the nomination of Alice Fisher, he said there have been reports that she has had ties to Congressman Tom DeLay's defense team. We will also want to know what steps she intends to take to avoid a conflict of interest in the department's investigation of lobbyist Jack Abramoff and possibly Mr. DeLay. I would like to know her priorities for the criminal division. I will be interested in her plans with respect to the growing problem of commuter crime and identity theft, yada, yada, yada. Now, rather than appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee for confirmation, just for the hearing, for the beginning of the confirmation process, the Bush bastard snuck her in as a recess appointment. Now, you got to ask yourself why. Don't you at least have to ask yourself, why did he do that? So what can we expect from Alice Fisher's office? Here is a woman, a prosecutor, that Senator Patrick Leahy says has ties to Tom DeLay's defense team. What does that mean? Well, you and I will probably never know. But had she been placed under oath and said, well, come to think of it, that doesn't mean anything anymore either, testifying in Congress under oath. Never mind. All right, Bush today. Let me get some of this in, because I really would like to get some of your phone calls in tonight. I'm a train wreck tonight. I'm not talking about this stupid ass cold. I'm just saying I'm an absolute train wreck tonight because of what has occurred today. This horrible accident in West Virginia, which is a direct result of the failure, the utter failure of the Department of Labor to enforce regulations for mining safety. So here we go again. This plea bargain today, Jack Abramoff, that I know so many Democrats are just, you know, clapping and applauding. Be careful, because of Alice Fisher. The further revelations that George W. Bush and his inner circle don't give a tinker's damn about the Constitution will continue to do what they are doing, whether you and I or the courts or anybody else likes it or doesn't like it. Here's Bush, here's Chucklenuts, discussing the use and reauthorization of the USA Patriot Act with his cabinet. Now remember, the Senate, in its infinite wisdom, extended it for, what, 30 days? And they're going to revisit it in February? Because he's just not spying on you enough and needs more power to invade your privacy. Now, here's more proof that the wheel is spinning, even though the hamster's dead. Here's Man or Monkey describing the importance of the Peeping Tom Act. Somebody get him a subscription to Highlights Magazine and some crayons already. Bush wants to connect the dots.
We're talking about the Patriot Act. And how useful the Patriot Act has been to safeguard America and at the same time safeguard the liberties of Americans.
Uh-huh.
Americans. And the Patriot Act is going to expire in 30 days.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Congress says to people in the administration, how come you haven't connected the dots?
Woo!
And the Patriot Act is an important way to help connect the dots.
Yeah, then we'll get out Tom Rainbow Ridge's coloring book of trauma and terror after we do our Patriot pages in the dot-to-dot book, and then maybe he can play Find Osama in the Hidden Pictures pages, huh? Simple Scotty McClellan, before being upstaged by his mommy today, who's decided to run for governor of Texas on an independent ticket, Simple Snotty had a chance to duck and quack a reporter's ongoing questions on Bush's illegal violations of the Fourth Amendment. I'm beginning to like David Gregory. He's with CNN, right? Huh? MSN, or he's with NBC. Gregory begins, Scott, I'd like to begin on the ongoing debate over the surveillance. James Comey, who was then acting attorney general, reportedly opposed the continuation of the eavesdropping program in 2004 because he felt that it needed a kind of audit after it had been in place for a couple of years. And one of the criticisms leveled at the president is that whatever powers he deemed necessary to employ after 9/11, that after a couple of years since the attacks, he never felt it was appropriate to re-examine some of these issues and bring Congress into the debate at all. So, Scott, do you think that's a fair criticism, that whatever presidential powers he may believe existed after 9/11, that it's appropriate as time moves on to re-examine the tactics employed by the administration?
They are carefully reviewed on a regular basis by the highest officials within the Department of Justice, by the White House Counsel's Office, by the National Security Agency, and Congress has been briefed on the intelligence activities that we're engaged in under this authorization. This is a vital tool in our efforts to save lives and prevent attacks from happening. It is very limited in nature. We are a nation that is at war. The President is the Commander-in-Chief, and after the attacks of September 11th, he made a very firm commitment to the American people that he was going to do everything within his power to prevent attacks from happening.
As with everything else, 9/11 is the justification for yet additional illegal activity from this unelected freak that sits in the White House. And when Scott McClellan says it's very limited in nature, 10,000 citizens whose private correspondences were turned over to John Bolton, that's very limited in nature, you lying bastard? No, it isn't! So then things with Gregory and Scotty get kind of fun. Listen to this back and forth.
First of all, there's all of those checks that you mentioned are not checks, and it's all within the executive branch. There's no check.
No, that's
from another
legislative
part of the government
as well.
Well, but you say you briefed members of Congress. What you did is you pulled them into a room and said, "This is what's happening. Now, thanks, and don't tell anybody."
That's not on the activities conducted under.
Even if they said it's a bad idea, what were you going to do? Say, okay, well, we'll take that under
advisement. I think that clearly the American people strongly support the efforts that we're undertaking to save their lives.
I don't know that, and I'm not asserting whether that's
the case. Well, I think there actually was a poll last week that showed more than 60% of the American people support.
Oh, now you embrace polls. Okay, I'll put that.
More than 60% of the American people support.
You may be right.
Let me just finish now, Cumbie. Support the actions that the president is taking to prevent attacks from happening in the first place. That's what this president is committed to doing. This is about saving lives. We face a dangerous and determined enemy, an enemy that wants to inflict even greater damage than they did on September 11th here at home. And we've got to use every lawful tool at our disposal.
So when will you use the lawful tools? All we chumps out here in the American public, Scott, have seen is the unlawful, illegal tools being used. Why go around the FISA courts if you're following the law so carefully, you lying bastard? Is it because you did go to them and they said no? And you decided to listen to our private phone conversations anyway? Is that the reason the judge, one of the 11 judges, resigned, Scott? 9/11 doesn't give you the right to know what time I'm picking up my dry cleaning. Or when Molly's pediatrician calls about her ear infection, you Nazi rat bastard. So Simple Scotty tries to quack and duck around the question of whether or not Bush will cooperate with the congressional investigation, probably headed by Arlen Specter, into this sneak a peek criminal activity. The reporter says, Scott, Congress wants to have hearings, and those hearings are supported by many on both sides, including the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, because they don't believe that this surveillance is within the scope of the president's authority. And my question is, Scott, does the White House take this into account? Will it try to talk to them? Will it participate in the hearings?
We briefed members of Congress on more than a dozen occasions, and in terms of discussions about this, the president talked about this at his end-of-the-year news conference. We shouldn't be talking about intelligence activities, particularly in a time of war, in a public way. This is a highly classified authorization. The president has talked in a very limited way about the nature of this authorization and what it's designed to do and how it's limited. And so we will continue to talk with members of Congress. The Attorney General has been talking to additional members of Congress about this authorization so that they do understand why this tool is so vital in our efforts to prevail in the global war on terrorism.
But will you cooperate with the hearing?
Well, I'm not going to get into talking about ruling things in or out from this podium.
Why not? Why not, you little rat bastard? As the neocons say, if you got nothing to hide, why not investigate every little thing out in the wide open daylight? Bush wants full access to every trivial detail of the lives of American citizens, from my library records to what swimming pool I go to. What is he hiding, Scott, that he can't cooperate with Congress on something that affects one of the sacred principles of the foundation of this nation? Huh? What is it, Scott? You little piglet? You little Nazi piglet? What is it, Scott? we shouldn't be talking about intelligence activities, particularly in a time of war, in a public way. This is a highly classified authorization. You mean like, oh, I don't know, Valerie Plame's identity? Something like that, Scott? And the reporter kept saying, will you cooperate? Will you cooperate? Will you cooperate? Well, I'm not going to get into talking about ruling things in or out from this podium. Why not? You lying Nazi.
Home from the river they would come. Wibble wobble, ho hum hum. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with the quack quack quack. Quack quack quack. Quack quack quack.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your amplifier and hear even a whisper.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. All right, we got a couple more of these. Let's get them finished up here. This is still with Simple Scotty McClellan. Reporter named April tries to get Scotty to answer a simple question about Bush's ridiculous claim that civil liberties are being magically protected as Cheney and the rest of this power-mad Nazi cabal try to crush the system of checks and balances. April says, Scott, people are concerned about their civil liberties, and we've heard the president say he's doing everything he can in his power to protect civil liberties of the average American, who could wind up coming into play under surveillance in the NSA program as well as the Patriot Act. Can you detail, Scott, can you detail how the civil liberties are being protected for average Americans?
I think people are concerned about America being attacked again by a deadly and dangerous enemy. We saw what happened on September 11th, and this president is going to do everything within his power to help us connect the dots and disrupt plots and break up terrorist cells. The Patriot Act has helped us in a number of instances break up terrorist cells. Just to mention a few, the Portland 7, the Lackawanna 6, the Virginia Jihad. Those are three specific examples where people have been brought to justice and prosecuted and sentenced to prison time. These were terrorists that were seeking to do harm to the American people.
In other words, no, April, I can't detail how your civil liberties are being protected, so I won't even try to answer the question. But your president said they're being protected, so there. That should be enough for you. Why do you hate America, April? Remember 9/11. Why don't you support the troops, April? Are you with us or are you with the terrorists, April? Now shut up and write something patriotic, April. Last one from Simple Snotty, this time about the Abramoff plea bargain. Now what can Scotty do with a question like this? All he can do is lie and quack and evade and then lie some more. Here it comes. Scott, Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff has pled guilty to fraud and corruption and tax evasion here in the federal court in Washington. Already the DNC has put out a statement essentially saying that this is another example of what they're calling the culture of corruption and abuse of power that have been the hallmarks of the Bush administration. Any response, Scotty?
Well, I've seen press reports that indicate that he and his clients have given to both Democrats and Republicans. So that's the first thing that I would say. Secondly, I'm not sure if he's actually entered a plea at this point, but the wrongdoing that he apparently now is acknowledging he was involved in is outrageous.
Uh-huh.
And if he broke laws, he needs to be held to account, and he needs to be punished.
Uh-huh.
And beyond that, I think we'd just be speculating about things at this point. I'm not going to engage in speculation.
Yeah, it's an ongoing investigation. We know. We've heard that before, you little rat bastard. Yeah, I know. What do you say he and his clients? See how they sneak that in? He and his clients have given to both Democrats and Republicans. His clients maybe did give to Democrats, Scott, but that's not against the law, you sneaky little bastard. You sneaky little thing, you. Abramoff never gave a penny to Democrats. Maybe his clients did, you sneaky little snotty. But nice, the way to go. This is what you and Limbaugh and this little piglet Hannity, this is the message, right? This is what you and your psychopathic boss, he was an equal opportunity. What was the word, Kathy? Dispenser? An equal opportunity dispenser of funds. Isn't that what Bush said? Equal money dispenser. That's what Bush said. Al Abramoff, he equal money to spend. No, he wasn't, Scotty, but that's the message. That's to put out there to the Limbaugh listeners and the Hannity listeners and the Republicans and the conservatives and the neocons, right? Now, you don't. Do you want to know the kicker here, Truth Seeker? You want to know the kicker? I wouldn't be surprised if the entire deal, the entire investigation, the plea agreement, the tentacles of this bastard Abramoff reaching into half of Congress, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if it's not just a massive Karl Rove operation. Why? Well, think about it for a minute. The American public now is going to suck up what the right-wing media puts out there, that it's a massive collapse of the democratic systems that we have carefully put in place over 230 years, that the entire system is corrupt, which is going to create instantaneously a huge power vacuum. Because Americans have just about had enough. We're ready to drop out of it. To hell with it. They're all filthy. They're all corrupt. Right? Isn't that? They're all bastards. They're all no good. I'm out of here. Screw it. I got to work three jobs. Just I don't care anymore. And what steps into that vacuum? Don't forget, politics, like nature, abhors a vacuum. Only while nature may abhor a vacuum, politics will not tolerate one. So what's the result? Have you got that record, Kathy, the springtime for Hitler thing? Could we can't bring it up? Okay. Well, what steps into the vacuum created by this latest Karl Rovian ploy, if that's what it is? Why, that's right. Fascism, it finally arrives, all neatly packaged, and it's presented to the American public as reform. The system is so corrupt. Look what the liberals and the trade unionists and the socialists and the Jews have done. Look what they've done. But we have an answer. National Socialism. We'll take care of you. Isn't this what Hitler said in the 30s in Germany? Why, I believe it was.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, 866-510-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-510-MEGA. 866-510-MEGA, 866-510-MEGA. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-510-MEGA, 866-510-MEGA, 866-510-MEGA.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. One body has been found in the West Virginia mine 36 hours after an explosion trapped 13 miners. A Red Cross volunteer said the body has not been identified, and she added that rescuers had not yet found the remaining 12 miners. Officials had reported the presence of poisonous gas in the mine. The volunteer said family members gathered in a church near the mine were, quote, breaking down after they heard the news from rescuers. There had been no communication with the miners since they became trapped following an explosion early Monday morning at the Sago mine in Upshur County, West Virginia. Powerful lobbyist Jack Abramoff has agreed to a plea bargain in a wide-ranging corruption probe. Abramoff pleaded guilty in federal court to conspiracy, tax evasion, and mail fraud. In a news conference, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Alice Fisher said Abramoff has agreed to cooperate in an ongoing investigation. Fisher says Abramoff will receive less than a dozen years in prison under the plea deal.
What this agreement provides is that he will face 9.5 to 11 years based on the sentencing guidelines, and we feel that that appropriately accounts for the criminal activity that Mr. Abramoff engaged in.
President Bush is again pushing Congress to grant a full renewal to the USA Patriot Act. Lawmakers granted a one-month renewal before departing for the holidays. After a White House meeting with several U.S. attorneys, Bush said the Patriot Act helps, quote, connect the dots and prevent acts of terrorism. Key parts of the counterterrorism legislation are set to expire. Iran has announced it will resume atomic fuel research and development next week. The move is likely to trigger a fresh showdown with the European Union and the United States, who accused Iran of trying to build nuclear bombs. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
The deputy head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization has said on state-run TV that his country has suffered heavy losses since 2.5 years ago. That's when Iran agreed to suspend nuclear fuel research and enrichment-related activities amid growing pressure over its nuclear program. Mohammad Saidi said that Iran has told the UN's nuclear watchdog it plans to resume nuclear fuel research in a few days. But he said this does not mean Iran will start to make nuclear fuel. Saidi's announcement came as Iran said it would consider a proposal by Moscow to enrich uranium in Russia. Roxana Saberi, Tehran.
The Pentagon is making a major effort to increase the number of troops who speak languages like Arabic and those spoken in Afghanistan. The Defense Department plans to spend hundreds of millions of dollars during the next 5 years to improve foreign language skills among the military. An Army official also says people who speak Chinese and Korean are in high demand. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Both CNN and MSNBC reporting that the 12 miners were found alive. That's incredible. If MSNBC says they have confirmed it, I'm not sure what CNN is saying. If that is the truth, it's just amazing that these 12 men have survived. And certainly good news at a time when we could use some good news. I'm sure Bush will be there tomorrow with his arms around two or three of the miners, talking about how, you know, how Jesus stepped into the mine tonight and rescued these 12 men. Or something to that effect.
Then it'll probably go off on a rift about how we have enough coal to last 250 million years.
Yeah.
And that's why Congress needs to get an energy plan to his desk.
Right, yeah, okay. Jesus.
9/11.
Yeah, yeah. If it weren't for the fact that we have the USA Patriot Act, these miners never would have been found alive. I can just hear Bush saying that. All right. Let's do some phone calls here. And again, please go to afterdowningstreet.org/event. Out of Iraq events planned nationwide this weekend, January 7th. 70 cities are planning to, or their events planned in 70 cities. I don't think any city in particular is sponsoring anything. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Mark is calling from Pennsylvania. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I was wondering, if the Democrats do by some chance get control of the Senate back next year, do you see them putting in an amendment or changing it to, like, where the president would only do, like, a one-term, six-year deal, or maybe also putting in a vote of no confidence that no man or woman, regardless of political party, can abuse the Constitution like Chuckle-Nuts has?
A six-year term, one-term limit, that idea has been tossed around a couple of times. I don't think that'll ever go anyplace. And as far as abusing the office, I mean, that's already in the Constitution of the United States. Bush has committed several acts that qualify him for impeachment. It's just that we have a Congress in control of these criminal Republicans who won't remove him. Why should they? It's not to their advantage to remove Bush. So you go with the mess you're stuck with, not the mess that you wish you had, or something like that. I hope that explains it. All right?
All right.
All right, Mark, thanks. Wish I could be a little bit more optimistic for you. Claude is calling from Long Island. Claude, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Claude.
I don't hang on to the phone for over an hour and a quarter for anybody except for you, baby. But anyway, first of all, I'd like to just say you sound so despondent. Just make sure you have your baby in your hands when you make any decision about coming or not coming back to...
Well, I know. Don't you feel that? Don't you just look at what's...
I keep looking at my kids and I say I can't do anything but try to fight to save Lady Liberty and not get her any more rape that she's been.
Well, I hear you, but you know, how big do these situations have to get? I'm serious now. How big do these situations have to get, Claude, before they're just...
So big that they blow up in their face. If you give the person enough rope, they'll hang themselves. And the point is that now he's finally coming around to doing exactly that. See, they wrote Pfizer to get around the Constitution for the president. Now the president says, hey, screw that. I don't even have to go to Pfizer.
Yeah.
So the point is that he's trying to just backtrack, and it's going to blow up in his face, because just like Katrina blew up in his face, even if the government was to implode, like you're saying, and a big power vacuum was to come about, they want corporations to come in and step in like they're doing with Medicare and everything else, and
right,
taking over the drug benefit and having their cronies again make billions of dollars. But the point is that with representative government, you can't have a corporation be a representative, so you would have to have individuals. And just like you and myself, we would be the first ones to step up and say, I'll be willing to do it. And eventually good people will come to pass. So the point is that it wouldn't be what Germany had, which was, will protect you, because they don't want big government protecting anybody. They don't want any government. They just want a corporatistic state that seemingly can run everything, but it just can't, because they need representative government to have this charade of having a representative republic.
Yeah, I start to believe that, and then I see that the prosecutor, the lead prosecutor in this Abramoff delay, Republican scandal, is a Bush recess appointee who used to work for Chertoff. And I'll tell you something else about Alice Fisher. According to another legal website I went to during the break, she also represented Hospital Corporation of America. That is Bill Frist's family corporation that was that had to pay a $1 billion fine for the largest Medicare fraud in the history of this republic. This woman is filthy. This Alice Fisher is filthy.
Just like Chuckle Nuts Gonzalez. How is he going to recuse himself? He's the one who signed off on getting around the FISA thing. How is he going to be investigating himself if he's the one who signed off saying it's okay for you to go around FISA?
I don't know. All right. I hear what you're saying, Claude. I hear what you're saying.
Just remember, Prescott Bush was a fascist.
Yeah, well,
he was a Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah.
He was the only corporation and only person to ever have money taken away by the U.S. government, which I think they're still very PO'd about for FDR. But
yeah.
FDR did a bad thing. He extended the War Powers Act to increase his executive order powers, which is ridiculous because that's what he's using now, to just make law by edict.
I hear you. Thanks, Claude. Thanks for checking in. Sheila is calling from Tempe, Arizona. Sheila, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, thanks. What I really called, although I'd love to listen to what you're saying, I just love your program and think you're great. I really wanted to ask you something else. Could
sure.
I do that?
Yeah, whatever you want to bring up is fine.
Okay, fine, great. But while I was waiting, I'm just going to say that I flipped and I got O'Reilly. And, you know, Bush has been chosen the most admired man in America, according to a Gallup poll.
Oh, Jesus.
For his honesty, and it just makes me sick. Clinton was second. Isn't that a riot? But anyway, what I wanted to ask you was what you thought about Congressman Murtha and his being trashed about the what he stated on Nightline last night. There is a talk show host, and it's not Rush Limbaugh.
Well, it's Ed Schultz.
Yeah, is it okay if I mention his name?
Oh, sure. He's
And he just really trashed him.
He's a phony. Ed Schultz is an absolute phony. I don't care that he is syndicated in, to some degree by this network. He's a phony. He's a right-winger who presents himself as a Democrat. He's a lying bastard, and he's running a scam on every single station that puts this guy on the air, and they think they've got a liberal. They're wrong.
Yeah, well, I guess if they consider him a liberal, if he says he's against Bush, which he does say,
well,
he is on the same network that carries you here in Phoenix. And by the way, we're gonna lose our affiliate, and I'm just sick about that.
I understand. Some right wing group of religious nuts have bought the station,
right.
And Air America is going to be dumped. That's the information I get. But
right. But like, for instance, O'Reilly, while I had a long time to wait for you, and he had on Ollie North and somebody from the Center for American Progress. Is it a P.R. Crowley? I think he's been in the military also.
Mm-hmm.
And how O'Reilly introduced it, that was not what Congressman Murtha said. He said, no, he wouldn't serve in the military if, you know, today, the host asked
right,
him that.
Exactly, exactly.
And the second thing, he just said, would you feel a young man would be, or woman, would be justified in not serving and saying, I will not serve, or I don't want to? And he said yes. He didn't say he was going to stop them, but
oh,
that's what O'Reilly said.
Oh, well, O'Reilly is another media Nazi who is doing so much to destroy the ability of people to think clearly. The media is filled with these people. They're like rats. They're just everywhere. They're just eating away at everything they can get their teeth into. And what Murtha said, and the way he was attacked by this talk show host, the way he was attacked by the television thug, is just blatant inversion of what really happened. And I have
know.
No respect for these people whatsoever. And I don't care how associated they are with this network. They make me sick, all of them. Hey, listen, I have to leave it there, Sheila. Thanks for checking in, okay? Take care. We'll be right back. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Run, Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay. We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Vacuuming isn't just about extending the life of your carpets. It's about creating a healthier home environment. That's one reason why 50,000 hotels and millions of people insist on my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL. Try my hypoallergenic Orrick XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Because a clean home is a healthier home.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. And again, the good news, apparently, I say apparently because both CNN and MSNBC are reporting it, but I don't know that there has been official confirmation yet. Perhaps there has been and we just missed it. That the 12 of the 13 miners have been found alive in that mine shaft in West Virginia. I hope that this is the real deal, and they get these guys out of there. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, welcome to the program.
Well, hello there. They haven't interrupted the Letterman show with any bulletins about that.
Well, the Letterman show is taped at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I know, but if they were, something like that, I think they would have interrupted the show, wouldn't they?
Well, maybe not. The advertisers pay a lot of money to be on the Letterman show, and but CNN and MSNBC both are reporting it.
This is true. But to get back to one of your comments that, or one of your callers was saying something about, you know, changing the term limit for the president. If they're going to change any term limit, I would vote for a 1 10-year term for the Supreme Court justice. You know, it doesn't say in the original Constitution that a Supreme Court justice should be on the bench for life. And I don't know if there's any amendments to it. It just sort of became tradition somehow. I got to do a little research on that. But I don't think it's in the it's not in the original Constitution, because I read that. And unless it's in some amendment somewhere along the line, it just sort of happened. But on these coal miner things, you're talking about Bush being out there with his bullhorn. When he's out there with his bullhorn, somebody asked him why this coal company, this international, whatever the company is, has gotten 50 citations in the last year.
Well, it was more than that, Marge. It was 100 plus.
I don't question your number. The last I heard was like 50. The most recent of one was like right around Christmas. So, I mean,
the latest thing that I saw before we went on the air tonight, as a matter of fact, I said it on the air, something like 125 citations, and so regarding health and safety of the people that go into that mine, and so many of those are punishable by a fine of $250. So what happens is these mining companies, they don't give a damn. They get 10 of those, it costs them $2,500, they pay the fine and keep doing what they're doing. And if miners get caught, and if miners have to die, if families have to go through this until the men are found, so what?
They
don't
care.
It's just the cost of doing business, right?
They don't shiv a git. I mean, what can I tell you?
Right. They don't shiv a git. You're absolutely right.
I cleaned that one up, didn't I?
Boy, you did, didn't you, Marge? All right. Well, have you got any word yet when you go back in for your next procedure?
Yeah, I got to go back. You know, this thing is making me so tired, and I was sort of dragging my feet and thinking maybe I'd put it off, but everybody's telling me go get the damn thing done and get it over with. So
right.
I guess I gotta bite the bullet and just go get it done. So
well, let us know, and we'll put the word out, see if we can get some more weird, sarcastic get well cards for you.
I gotta send a special thank you to Logan from New York. He sent me your pictures and Kathy's and Molly's and his own picture off the internet. And Molly's a cute kid.
Yeah, right, she is.
So, but the thing that got me going tonight was I was just wondering if the price of Kaopectate shot up today after Abramoff, you know, pleaded guilty and was going to agree to testify. I'm wondering if the Potomac has turned brown yet.
That's a good question, Marge. All right, listen, stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, you be good. Stay warm, stay well.
You bet. Thanks for checking in.
Cheers.
All right. If you're not a regular listener to the program, you don't know, Marge had one carotid artery cleaned out a couple of weeks ago and asked for cards and just for the sheer hell of it, and she got cards from all over the planet. And she has to go back for the second procedure here at some point. That's what we're talking about. Doug is calling from Memphis. Doug, welcome to the program.
Right.
Hi, hey,
Mike.
Doug.
Long time no see.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it was possible. Like he was talking tonight, when's it going to end? I didn't know it was possible to be consumed by anger, sadness, and hatred all at the same time.
Yeah, Yeah, it gets pretty weird, doesn't it?
I feel like a bastard child at a family reunion. I don't know. It's just, you know what gets me is this thing here and I'm going to be done. You know, we talked about this before, but...
Hey, can you hold on a second? Doug, certainly. let me put you on hold. I got to do a break here, and we'll come back right after the break. This is Air America. I'm Mike Molloy.
This is the Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Take a long walk. 26 before the hour. The good news from West Virginia, 12 of 13 miners were found alive. That's what the reports are. And again, the reports seem to be absolutely right on. Associated Press, CNN, MSNBC, everybody's reporting it now. I got an email from a friend in West Virginia, though, and I'm going to leave the name off. Mike, a collective sigh of relief can be heard across the hills and hollers of Appalachia tonight. The biggest sighs are at the headquarters for International Coal Group and the governor's office in Charleston. ICG is the company that owns that mine. The accountants are thrilled. No workers' comp death benefits to pay. The governor's positively ecstatic. His new privatized workers' comp scheme went into effect January 1, and this could have hurt his political future. I'm so happy they're alive. Maybe now they'll have the common sense to join the United Mine Workers. Had this been a union mine, likely none of this would have happened. By the way, Wilbur Ross, the corporate vulture who bought this Widowmaker mine, calls himself a Democrat. Really? Well, thanks to our correspondent. Now, how long do you suppose it'll be before Bush gets on Air Force One and makes a beeline for West Virginia? All right, back to the phone calls. All right, Diane is calling from Boulder. I'm sorry, Doug was holding. Let's go back to Doug. Excuse me, Doug, my bad. Doug in Memphis.
That's okay, Mike. Even a Mercedes breaks down. I just got to watch Bush's War on Terror in action here. The police just rousted a homeless man because he was sleeping across from the federal building here in Memphis.
Oh, yeah?
I feel so better now. I feel safe. Yeah, the blatant hypocrisy, the whole thing, it just saddens me. I just don't know anymore, you know. You got people here that are the ultimate power of the government is brought down on people for back taxes for $11,000, and they leave them $115 or $107 a week to live on.
That's not good.
But you have these criminals running this country, stealing hundreds of millions of dollars, committing treasonous acts, killing people, and nothing. Has there ever been any? Can you tell me? I'm about your age, I think. Can you recall any time there was any punishment meted out that justified anything other than pardons or under the rug? Or
you mean these federal crimes?
Yes.
No. I think back to Nixon. Everybody got off scot-free. I know a couple of them went to jail, I think.
Well, Oliver North's a hero. He's got his own
TV show. During the Reagan years, they all got off scot-free, even though the bastards were convicted of felonies. They're back into the government. So,
yeah, and, you know, the absurdity, this whole thing, and then people like this pus-gut McClellan talking about they're going to protect me, you know. Well, I don't need powers to protect me. I went to Vietnam, you know.
I hear you.
And my God, you know, and maybe they should tell these people they're supposed to have Harvard educations. If it ever does go the wrong way and this takes to the streets, Cheney should be advised and the rest of these people that there be no deferments handed out.
Yeah, I hear that.
You know, but I mean, it's just sad, Mike. I like you mentioned tonight, it hit a note with me. I just don't know. I don't. I wish I had an answer. I guess I do, but that's not. You know,
yeah.
I become one of them if I do that.
That's right.
That's ridiculous, you
That's
know?
Right. That's right, Doug. But, all right, man. Thanks for checking in, Doug. I hear your frustration, pal. Trust me, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Get through it, I think. Be all safe right. and well, bud.
All right, you too. Take care. This is from a listener in Des Moines, Mike. I just watched the West Virginia representative of the miners thank the Almighty for getting the miners out. The media said that the miners were going to go to church once they were finally freed. This country is irrationally God-crazy. Did the baby Jesus decide that one minor would have to be sacrificed? Perhaps his family didn't pray hard enough? I am blanking sick of this religious insanity. And he puts his name in Des Moines. Now, I was watching MSNBC, and this Rita Godfrey, is that her name, Godfrey?
Rita Cosby, Mike.
Cosby. And she has a relative of, see, nobody knows yet which one of the 13 died. So Rita Cosby has a nephew of one of the 13. And I thought Rita Cosby was going to break into a Hail Jesus prayer. It's astonishing. So what, the listener in Des Moines brings up a point. 13 men were trapped down there. One died, and apparently they found the other 12, and they're all thanking Jesus and God. So what? The family of the man who did die, did they not pray hard enough? Did God decide, well, I'm going to kill one of them. I think I'll kill that sucker over there. What is this?
Every silver lining has a touch of gray.
Oh, man.
How does that make you feel?
How does it make me feel? It makes me feel like I'd like to pick up a couple of rocks and smash something between the two rocks.
Would you like some worms?
Steve is calling from Atlanta. Steve, welcome to the program.
Going this evening.
Hey, Steve.
You know what? I got two or three little comments, and I'd just rather sit back and hear you respond on it because I really do enjoy you. But today, probably one of the, I shouldn't say best days, but it's, you know, what happened today, you know, with Abramoff is something that, you know, is going to be around for a while. My two quick points are, as Democrats, are we going to stand up, when I say I am Democrats, but I mean, I'm you know, are we just going to stand up and let them say that this is a, you know, it's something that goes on both sides, because we know it's not. You know, they want to throw out Dorgan's name, you know, being the Senator on the Indian Affairs Committee. But you know what? You know, if one or two Democrats have to fall, you know, that's fine, because they all knew it was wrong. And then my second comment, getting back to this email you just got, you know, in reference to God, one of the key players in this is Ralph Reed. And here he is running for lieutenant governor here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know how Georgia is. You would think that it wouldn't surprise me even if he were to win a race. It's just because it's just how slick they are. You know, so I'm just going to, you know, I just want to hear your take on Ralph Reed. And also I want to hear your take on the Democrats, because you're like me sometimes, you know. You say some of them are just Democrats only in name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes it's almost hard to tell the difference between the two. I mean, I'm a registered Democrat, but I'm going to be perfectly honest. You know, I vote more like a independent or libertarian. That's it. So I want to hear what you got to say about that.
All right. Well, I don't know what. Steve, thanks for checking in. I don't know what I could say that would add to anything that you haven't already heard on this program. I despise Democrats who are dinos, Democrats in name only. You know that from listening to the program. I hate them. To me, they're treacherous, traitorous dogs. Ought to be purged out of the country, out of the party. I'm thinking about Lieberman or Zell Miller, people like that. These are not Democrats. These are snakes. These are evil, evil people. They don't have the courage to switch parties, so they stay in the Democratic Party and continue to do their damage. I also don't have any respect for Democrats who are gutless at a time when it takes absolute straight-ahead courage to be a Democrat seeking a high office. And I'm thinking of Kerry and Gore. Two men that I had a lot of faith in, and now I wouldn't give you the powder to blow them to hell because of the way they cut and run, both of them cut and run. It's disgusting. So I'm in the same boat you're in, pal. You know, I'll be a Democrat until I suck in my last breath, but I look around at my party and I don't see a whole lot to be happy about. Oh, I, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about the the 60 or 70 Democrats in the House we mentioned the other night. There are some absolutely astonishingly brave and courageous Democrats out there in political office. And there's some grassroots organizers for the Democratic Party all over the country who I have great respect for. I'm talking about the ones who get the headlines and the ones that corporate America decides are going to run as a president and vice president, all this other crap. What was the other question, Kathy?
I don't remember, Mike. This is a topic you said you'd never bring up again. I want to talk about worms.
Oh.
They found the miners. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
You don't like Rita Cosby, do you?
I need a cough drop.
You just... My producer hates Rita Cosby. All right, we take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
We'll have some pro wrestling and strippers when we come back. A happy, happy day. Anyone seen a donut? I left a donut here.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to Right Wing Radio, God kills a kitten.
Who made me judge and jury hear it?
It's about 10 before the hour. Back to the phones here. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, I hate to do it to you, but they only have about 3 minutes here. Welcome to the program, though.
I'll be brief.
Okay.
The TSA, I understand that they have a job to do.
Transportation Safety Administration, right.
Yes, I do. I understand that they have to, like, search the bag upside down if you don't remember where you put, like, your Leatherman. I understand this, but now they're going to be giving grades on deportment.
What?
They now say they want to adopt a model that was first in, like, one or two airports where they start giving you interviews while you're going through the line to see if your mind is right.
Oh, no, no.
They're not allowing crunkiness.
No.
After going through the hell of being in line, you can't cut in line, you can't go underneath the thing, to go zigzagging, while the people in first class get expedited. Then you have to go, and someone has to ask you how you are, and you have to say, fine.
Well, people like you and me are going to be taking a lot of trains then, right, Diane?
It's the boots alone. They suggest that you take off your shoes, and when you actually politely think, well, it's a suggestion, right, they set you aside and make you take off your boots. And the other thing that happened was that I have traveled at least 3 times last calendar year.
Yeah.
And the last trip I took was over the holidays.
Yeah.
First time I've ever heard 3 times on the aircraft, do not go up to the front cabin to pee. Do not stand in the front cabin hanging around. Do not have a bunch of people hanging around in the front cabin because our air marshals are traumatized. Traumatized, I tell you, after killing their first mentally defective person, one of many they help because they have to keep the people in line. They are now so traumatized that if you look at them funny, they will kill you.
They will kill you.
That's why they don't want you up in the front cabin. Ignoring the fact that if you are a terrorist and if they really want to get an airplane, one, they wouldn't be bothering with the passengers. They'd be putting stuff in the cargo.
That's true.
They'd be wrecking the plane while they get serviced overseas.
Yeah.
Or they would buy a friggin' first-class ticket.
Yes.
They don't have to be, like, with the hoi polloi. They can go into one of the airline special first-class clubs and, like, put their bomb together, and then they can go on the plane, smile, be happy, be ultra-polite, and not crowd anybody and just mess the plane up.
Oh, I know.
This is a revolt against behavior.
Yeah.
Behavior being cramped, crowded, dissed, rushed, and abused.
I hear you.
And the flight attendants, of course, are saying, you're letting people now on the plane back again with scissors. And I can understand why they worry, but then again, their pensions are going away.
Right.
There's bad behavior on every side, and everybody's being put into a pressure cooker, and now they're telling us how to act. This isn't right.
No, it isn't, Diane.
It's like they're just waiting for a mine to fail. They're waiting for the fact that they don't inspect planes the same way that they inspect ships or rate them as being hazardous because they're like 20 or 30 years old. They still think they can put in new parts. It doesn't matter if they're from China and defective until the crash happens. They're not. I know. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to pay attention to your adrenals and mine. But it's like I love the producers. I saw the play. I saw the movie. And I'm saying, are we in the pre-Weimar period now? Or are we in the period just before the crackdown and the Reichstag fire? I know it's with comforts, and it's already happened, but, you know, culturally sometimes in our culture it takes a long time.
Yeah.
And like in Good Night and Good Luck, oh, the cute idea. Let's interrupt network programming to run a documentary. Let's surprise the public when we do it. If Murrow had said this today, he'd be lynched.
Yeah, he would.
They would put arsenic or they'd put uranium in his cigarettes.
They would indeed.
It's like we don't even remember the freedom that we lost.
I know.
We don't remember it.
No, we don't. No,
I'm just
going
to go ahead and, like, you know, watch into you now.
All right.
Just want to wish you a good new year. Love to the baby and the missus. And tell her to please don't wreck her voice like that. It's going to freeze like that.
I know. I keep telling her that, but she doesn't listen to me. You know, we have an agreement. You know, She does
just
what
so she doesn't say it in bed. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. That's very true. Thanks, Diane. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
You know, Mike, your voice sounds a little funny tonight, too. It's not just me, you know.
I'm very happy that these miners in West Virginia have been found alive. Can you open up the CNN feed here? We only have a few minutes.
The Alpha team has a different role. One's a medic.
This is Anderson 360.
Is it like that?
Cooper.
With these mine rescue teams? I mean, do they have medical training? Are there heat specialists?
The mine rescue teams, a lot of times when we go to contests, there's first aid contests, bench contests.
All right, never mind. Take that.
Not as hot as Tucker, but...
Yeah. No, it is good news that these 12 miners were found alive. And as my correspondent from West Virginia pointed out, maybe it's not the appropriate time to say this, but when is the appropriate time? Maybe the mine workers in these small towns and hollers and hills and valleys out there should join the United Mine Workers and make sure that when you have a mine with 160 violations in one calendar year, that men are not sent down into that mine where a situation like this could have turned out just even more gruesome than it has. You know, everybody's celebrating the fact that the 12 men are alive, and good for them, good for them. But the 13th man, what about him, right? It's been a weird night. Really, really weird. Maybe tomorrow night will be a better night, huh? Thanks for participating. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. The way I see it, there's more to vacuuming than picking up the dirt that Spot tracked in. Even more critical is the dust that can carry germs and those nasty allergens. Try a hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Because when it comes to dust, you can trap it in my vacuum. Or let your loved ones breathe it in. What's your pleasure?
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.